Blog Talk Radio.
George Gamond, and it's the Wednesday show. How is everyone today? You having a good day? It's been an interesting day here in the greater Pasadena area near Los Angeles. I live about 10 miles north of downtown Los Angeles, the big city, Hollywood. You know, you can see the – actually walked to the Hollywood sign one time, or back of the – you can't actually get to the sign, to hike up to the sign, unless you're just like crazy and, you know, like whacked out. But you can walk to the back of the sign, and there's a fence that keeps you from going, you know, actually walking to the real back of the sign. Long story, but I don't know why I'm telling you about the Hollywood sign, but it was a fun adventure. Nice, quite a hike up in trails and da-da-da-da-da, and got lost and went the wrong trail and got on this little tiny trail that kind of went steep down this little side of this mountain. Yes. Okay. So you never think in Los Angeles there would be trails and mountains and all kinds of fun stuff and rattlesnakes in the hills above the city. I lived on, they call the San Fernando Valley, which is on the other side of the hill, but still part of the city of Los Angeles. And, you know, that's kind of an interesting thing about the San Fernando Valley and the area I lived. Well, there was the kind of the wealthy part, which is kind of right up against the foothills. And then just on the other side of the foothills was Hollywood. Okay, so long story short, there was a lot of hiking trails that you could climb up. They call the Santa Monica Mountains, and you could hike all over the place. And real close to the Santa Monica Mountains was a city called Encino and Studio City. And in those cities, a lot of Hollywood actors lived and famous people. And even Michael Jackson lived near there. And who else? Just a bunch of people. So every once in a while you would run into them, people like Tim Allen, if you know who it is, you know, the Santa Claus movies. And yeah, if you really wanted to meet show business people, you would go to Studio City and hang out or Encino. You wouldn't go to Hollywood. You wouldn't go to Hollywood to meet Hollywood people. Maybe Beverly Hills, but Beverly Hills is not as much fun to get to. And there's really nowhere you can just kind of see people unless you go to Rodeo Drive, which is, yeah, find parking, have fun with that. But if you were into show business people and meeting Hollywood people, you would hang out in the areas I hung out and lived, because I ran into some really interesting characters in my day in show business. Even met Donald Trump's second wife. Ooh, one time, Marla Maples. Nice lady. Didn't look as good as dressed down. She just doesn't look as good. I'll give you that. She just little gossip here. But so that's where I live. No, I live in Pasadena now, which is a whole different kind of environment. It's nothing like the San Fernando Valley in the sense it's more of a college town with Caltech, and people from all over the world come to Pasadena to go to school. And we have people from all these different places. So it's a whole different adventure. Yeah. And then we have the little old lady in Pasadena, the Rose Parade, and all kinds of fun stuff. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, let me tell you how I got on this adventure about the heart and appreciation. Let me jump into that. Okay, so I was watching videos today, and I was watching this video of Tony Robbins on Dr. Oz's show, and Oz, whatever his name is, right? And Tony was talking about the heart connection, and I thought, and the emotions and appreciation and how effective this could be in changing our moods and changing our attitudes and changing our feelings. So he did an exercise, and I thought this is really a cool exercise that you might want to join in on with me. So we'll do the exercise. Well, it's a meditation. It only takes a couple of minutes, but it's a fun exercise. And then we'll get into the articles about appreciation, 50 fabulous everyday overlooked things to appreciate this year. I thought this was from the Huffington Post. And then we'll get into, let me just hit a couple of these and then I'll just little stuff like, you know, things that you could appreciate. You don't even know, think about appreciating, right? About crazy technology. 5 seconds after pushing a button, a classic book or a new bestseller appears on the screen in your hands. I do electronic book reading, so I can appreciate that. I go to Amazon and I have my Kindle reader and my iPad and boom, I can order a book and start reading right away. So isn't that a cool thing? I mean, really amazing stuff, right? That's amazing stuff. So that's just, we'll get into some of these, but let me get into the exercise if you're willing to play with me today a little bit, have some fun about the heart-mind connection in it. And there's an article I wanted to talk about, if I can find it. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, this is a good article, and we'll talk about how the human heart functions as a second brain. I forgot who I was listening to about this a while back, and they talked about this, and I thought, really? Wow, this is from, what is the article? Conscious Life News. And I've heard this other places and other scientists and doctors and stuff talk about this all the time. So we'll do this article, but I wanted to do the exercise first, if you're with me on that. And then we'll get into these articles and we'll talk this other 50 things to appreciate. I want you to just take it. Hopefully you're not driving while you're doing this. If you're driving while you're doing this, it doesn't work. And I did this exercise with Tony Robbins. I was watching the video, and I got very emotional because I could feel the emotional level getting really high while doing this. So that's why I think it's really kind of a cool exercise, a meditation that you can do, and it kind of opens you up a little bit, kind of like reaches into your heart and your emotional seed. And so I thought it would be kind of a fun thing to do. So we'll do that. So just take a few deep breaths. Just take a deep breath in and out. And as you're taking a deep breath, what I'd like you to do is put both hands over your heart. Just both hands, cup your hands on top of each other and just put them over your heart and hold them over your heart. And as you're doing that, just feel your heart. Press in on that region of your body so you can actually feel your heart beating. And just feel the energy of your heart. And just press a little bit harder so you just feel your heart and you sense your heart. Take it in. Feel it. Feel that strength. And as we're doing this, as you're feeling your heart, send appreciation to your heart. Appreciate your heart for what it does. The fact that it continues to beat every day. It pumps blood through your system every day. It keeps you alive. It keeps you living. And just appreciate your heart for all that it does to your for your body. Just take a deep breath and deeply appreciate your heart. It feels so good. It feels right. It feels perfect. It feels just a marvelous. And then appreciate how your heart came about. Now, whatever your belief system is, if it's God or spirit or the universe or even part of an evolutionary process, long-term growth into heart, the heart where it is today, just show appreciation. Thank the process of your heart coming about. So just be very appreciative of that. So now I want you to focus on, just take a moment while you're holding onto your heart with both hands on your heart. I hope you're not driving and doing this, but this is good. So I want you to think of three things in your life, three events that you really appreciate, really deeply appreciate. And you're going to feel it in your heart. So go to the first event in your life that's really important to you, that really appreciate, which is like a life-changing or life-reaffirming moment in your life, time in your life. And just with your hands over your heart, just feel that emotion attached to that and feel your whole body respond to that time period. I would say for me, it's when my daughter was born. That's, and then And then I get really emotional and I can feel it in my heart and feel it in my body. That's one. Take a moment. Just dwell on that for a moment. Just spend a few moments on that. Don't let your mind focus anywhere else. Just stay with that moment. Stay with that moment of appreciation and feel it in your heart and feel your whole body respond to that emotion. If you get emotional, if you have to cry, that's fine. But that's part of the process here of accepting those times in your life and the emotional attachment, the beautiful emotional attachments of these important times in your life, the positive emotional times. So think of another one. Think of another, a really positive emotional time in your life. Just connect with that for a moment. Just connect with that for a moment. Just feel it in your heart, in your body, your hands over your heart, feeling your heart, and feel your heart, just the rhythm of your heart, becoming very smooth, very powerful, very, it's not erratic. The movement of your heart is just very smooth, very beautiful. And just hold on to that feeling and that time in your life, okay? Just take a moment and then go to the third one. Go to the third one. Just feel that third one, whatever that time is, whatever that, and just feel the emotion attached to it in your heart. Just feel that for a moment. And if you want to do more, do it in another time, but it brings that whole emotional base, and it brings your heart in on that appreciation, and you can feel it throughout your body, and your whole body, your emotional base will respond, and the feelings will respond to those time periods. It's amazing. It's beautiful. Do it. Practice. And you feel better. You feel better. And as you're doing this process, and the key ingredient of doing this process, according to Tony, and if you can feel this while you're doing it, if you go back through the process again with your hands over your heart and things you appreciate, if you've been worrying about anything in your life, if you've had any concerns, fears, worry, anxiety, boredom, whatever it is in your life, those are the negative emotional states that you can be in. By going through this exercise, you're going to find relief. You're going to find you feel better. You just absolutely will feel better. It's like the worry from 1 to 10, if your worry is about an 8, it'll suddenly drop down and you'll stop worrying. You'll just connect with your heart, connect with appreciation. It's a beautiful experience. So try it. Try it sometime. And as we do it today, it's good. But also try it at another time. Anytime you feel worry or anxiety, do this exercise, this meditation, this heart meditation, and it'll help you just to cope and to feel better about things. Okay, so I got to get back into my mindset here. I got to go, where am I? You know, it's like, but that's very emotional for me. And it was a beautiful experience. And when I first did it this morning, I thought, wow, I need to share this. I need to share this little brief meditation. And it's something that you might want to seriously think about anytime that you get into that kind of frustrated moment. You can do this exercise with your hands over your heart in this meditation with your hands over your heart. Okay, so let's move into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about appreciation. We're going to talk about the heart. But let me get into that article. Now, if anybody wants to call in, and if you're so inclined to want to talk to me, if you want to get messages from dead people, if there's something that's going on in your life where you need some a little bit of coaching, performance coaching to get you back into feeling better about yourself and moving forward. Now, I would say that when I see articles and I read and watch videos and things like Tony Robbins, it really helps me to be a better coach because I pick up things that might be able to help you to just shift yourself a little bit to be high performance, well, performance, I guess, is the word there. It was really high performance, living life fully, completely with joy and love. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Okay, so let me get into the article I was going to read. The human heart functions as a second brain. And it was from ConsciousLife.com, ConsciousLifeNews.com. The word heart is an anagram for the word earth, hence the phrase, home is where the heart is. I like that expression. The heart is an anagram for the word earth. Interesting. Think about it. Write it down. See what the two words, and let's get back to it. Okay, did you know that the human heart is an organ that generates the strongest electromagnetic field of any organ of the human body? In fact, the electromagnetic field of your heart can be measured a few feet away from your body. Now, I've done that, and you use divining rods. I guess you'd use the word divining rods there, and divining rods will do that for you. And you can measure that energy that's coming off the heart. And I wish we could do that here, but we can't. But it's kind of a very interesting exercise with divining rods and feeling that emotion, and feeling that electromagnetic and seeing how it works. Okay? So if you're interested in doing that sometime, I'd love to do that with you. Okay, let me go. Let me move on here. I'm a little fuzzy headed because of this doing this exercise, so I'm just kind of stay with me, please. Furthermore, the energy field changes in relationship to your emotions. One thing you know about the electromagnetic field is that every organ and cell in your body generates an energy field. That's kind of a cool thought, that we're all energy. Everything in us is energy. Everything has a vibration to it. You know, that's one of the first things I learned when I was studying my shaman practice years and years and years ago, when I was reading about and practicing with crystals, that each crystal, each stone, each element puts off its own signature vibration. And that vibration, believe it or not, now you can kind of think I'm kind of crazy here, but each one of those vibrations can affect us differently. That's why they serve certain crystals, certain stones, you know, citrine or amethyst or bloodstone or even gold or even diamonds. They put off a different energy, a different vibration, and each one of them can affect us differently if we pay attention to it. And if we in-tune ourselves to it, everything around us has a vibration. Fascinating, isn't it? Because the heart generates the strongest electromagnetic field. The information stored in its electromagnetic field affects every organ and cell in your body. Let me read that. It's a very cool statement. Because the heart generates the strongest electromagnetic field, the information stored in its electromagnetic field affects every organ and cell in your body. Okay, could this be why the heart is the first organ to function in a fetus? Now, I didn't realize that, I guess, till this morning, or maybe even yesterday sometime, I came across that concept. That actually in the fetus, the heart starts to function first before the brain. Did you know that? Okay, besides generating the strongest electronic field, the heart has an intelligence of its own, which is why neurocardiologists refer to it as the heart brain or the fifth brain. According to neurocardiologists, hey, that's a big word, isn't it? Blah, 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 right? Neurocardiologists, the heart is not only made of muscle and cells, but also of neurons. Ah, there's pockets of neurons, much like the pockets of neurons in your brain or in the heart. The heart has very similar neurons as in the brain. There's a little scientific thing going on today, right? Yeah, we're just a little off in a whole different direction. But it's about your emotions, and it's about getting your emotions into a place and a higher vibrational emotion through your heart. According to neurocardiologists, the brain is only, okay, wait a minute. So researchers at the Institute of Heart Math have done experiments proving that the heart's role is not limited to pumping blood. They believe it has intelligence and plays a major role in the perception of reality. Now, what do you think about that? Do you agree? You disagree? But I would say before you, okay, disagree, look research on it. Okay, here is an excerpt from my book. And who's the author of this book? Pao and Jacqueline Chang are the authors of these books. Okay, so Staradigm, okay, Staradigm is the name of the book. Staradigm. Okay, I'll put it in. If you're interested in learning more about this and getting into this stuff, because I think it's all fascinating, I should look it up. Aha. Put it in here. Okay, so that's the title of the book. Okay, so let me get into the book. So that talks about the deeper roles of the heart. The heart is one of the most important organs in the human body because it is one of the main mediums of connecting to each other and the universe. Ooh, conventional science has taught us that the main role of the heart is to pump blood to all the systems of the body. This definition of the heart is not very accurate. Besides pumping blood, the heart is also has an intelligence of its own. According to neurocardiologists, 60 to 65% of heart cells are neuron cells, not muscle cells. 60 to 65% of heart cells are neuron cells. Now you can look what up neuron cells are, but it's an intelligence. It's a storing of information. Okay. Not muscle cells. This discovery has helped them to develop experiments that have proved that the heart works similar to the brain and in some ways is very superior to the brain. This may be the reason why the heart is the first organ to function after conception. Within 20 days after conception, the heart starts to function. But the brain does not function until roughly 90 days. This information tells us that the brain is secondary. Like, notice that word, the heart, the brain is secondary to the heart. Now, that just changes people's dynamics about the heart-brain connection. Most people think, well, it's the brain, it's the most important organ of the body. You know, without the brain, we wouldn't function. Well, obviously, we can't function without either of them, but as to wisdom and knowledge and functioning through life, the heart has a very significant role. So let me read a little bit more. I'm kind of into this stuff today. I hope you don't mind me going through this whole connection of heart-mind connection. So I know we're off in a little different direction, and we're getting to more appreciation things, but I want you to think in terms of appreciation and how it affects your heart and your emotions and the healing of the heart and the healing of disease through appreciation from the feeling good of the heart. You get all this. Okay, so back to my article. Wait a minute. Where are we? Here we go. Okay. The heart. Okay, yeah, here we go. The mind and the heart are sometimes said to work in opposition. They are constantly trying to determine whether to place more emphasis on your thoughts or your feelings. Rational people would say that the mind is the key to keeping us out of trouble, as the mind thinks in terms of what has the most payoff, and it's quite possible the safest or most calculated risk. The heart, on the other hand, allows us to feel what is best at an internal level, and that connects to our intuition. Aha, operating with either one of these alone, only the mind or the heart, can sometimes lead us into trouble. The mind can be afraid to seek happiness outside of the comfort zone, and the heart sometimes urges decisions that are unknown and risky. But using the two in balance can bring great clarity to a person. Interesting. It's that working together. And the exercise we did with appreciation and your heart actually syncs the two together. That's the other benefit of doing that kind of exercise. That kind of meditation with your heart and focusing on your heart and focusing on appreciation and memories of things that are wonderful in your life, what you're actually doing is syncing the mind and the heart together so that they're working in the same pattern, the same rhythm. It's another article I have that I'm not going to get into too much today because I'm going to talk about appreciation a little bit more. Basically, they have demonstrated through using EKGs and what is the other one? Well, the one that attached to the heart. What is it called? Somebody might know that. But I know what it is. That by focusing, you can get the two in rhythm. They're not in opposition to each other, but the rhythm between the two can be balanced. Electromagnetic rhythm between the two can be in balance. Meditation does that for you. Follow the heart is a common phrase that is tossed around, but is not necessarily easy to enact. Follow the heart means letting deep feelings draw us one way or another without a logical answer of obvious reasoning. The organ provides a feeling of intuition or guidance, but it must have the complement and the confidence and to understand that it is pushing. Wait a minute. The organ. Okay, we're going to get through this. That's just, I lost my place. Follow the heart means letting deep feelings draw us one way or another without a logical answer or obvious reasoning. The organ provides a feeling of intuition or guidance, but we must have the complement and the confidence to understand when it is pushing us in a direction and then act upon its complete faith in the outcome. Now, I'm going to stop there in this article because there's another interesting way of looking at this, and when spirit kind of jumps in on this whole thing, that if you use the mind and heart together, that's one thing. But when you're using your consciousness, and you have to think in terms of consciousness here, and your level of consciousness, and the level of consciousness that I've been talking about, and I want to frame here, is your subconscious, your higher consciousness, your higher self, and how that works with the heart, and how that calling upon your higher consciousness, your higher self, the soul, whatever you call it, and seeking wisdom, that aligns with the heart and aligns with your emotional base and gives you not only the emotional from the heart of what to do and the intuition, but the intuition comes from this higher consciousness and helps you. Okay. Enough of that. Just kind of babbling, it feels like, a little bit about this. But the emphasis here is connect there. Connect with that energy and know what it's all about. And know that the heart is not just about pumping blood. But it's your second mind. Or it's as important as your mind in your day-to-day living and making decisions and knowing what to do. You know, one article I was reading about that the same, very similar things are in the stomach, the colon area, and that the colon area has the same, very similar neurons, and that when they call having a gut feeling on something, you're actually calling upon that intelligence that is in your colon, believe it or not. But in every part of your body, every cell has a level of intelligence. Every cell in it, intelligence, and they all know their individual roles in the overall organism. Fascinating, isn't it? That intelligence is spread throughout the whole body, that every cell and every group of cells has a level of intelligence and it knows its role. And it interacts with all other systems in the body to be in a harmonious state. The problem is when we have disease, we get out of that harmonious state, and certain cells are not acting in harmony with the rest of the body. That's what you call disease. Okay, moving right along. So let's get back into appreciation a little bit and this exercise that we've been talking about in appreciation. And we'll do some of the appreciation ideas in some different, really different directions. Okay, things to appreciate. Like in technology, it talks about these things. And they're just little things that you can do this. Brain fog in the name of an actor or an astronaut or the Antichrist. Pull a device from your pocket, tap a few keys, and voila, voila. I mean, do you appreciate what you can do? You ever appreciate Google? I mean, what you can find out really quickly? I mean, years ago, you'd have to go to an encyclopedia or you have to go to a library. You didn't have online. You didn't have any way just to quickly look on your phone or your computer. Oh, all this information you needed. I remember I was growing up, we bought encyclopedias, right? And how many of you just had encyclopedias or had to go to the library and do all the research and spend hours looking up stuff and trying to find the right place to look for it up and looking through all these books? Now, that's fun in a way, but now 2 minutes and you can just about get an answer to anything. We really appreciate that. We really appreciate the people that have the genius that create these things. Okay, so let's move on. Mail, something, this is email primarily, something to the other side of the world and the person reads it and responds in seconds. Yeah, like Skype or email. I mean, people, you can talk to people anywhere in the world, right? Like now, boom, done. Do we appreciate these things? Well, let's move on. Okay, you're short on cash. Money flies out of the wall of a bank, even at 2 a.m. You stop and think and appreciate the ATMs, right, where you can go and get money instantly. That you can get money on your phone, right? You know, you go back 40 years. I think it was like maybe ATMs started back in the 1970s, I believe. But before that, well, you have to go to the bank and you have to write a check, or you have to go to the market and write a check, right, to get cash. Isn't life easier in some ways? Or go for weeks without any cash, instead tossing around a little piece of plastic. I mean, debit cards. We use debit cards like cash. You don't have to carry cash with you, right? Drive in the wrong direction, and the gizmo in your car or on your phone yells to spin you around miles before you have noticed. GPS. You ever use GPS and get you from one place to another? What it takes? Yes, and amazing. Now these are little things to appreciate. Cameras or satellites in space let us see pictures of foreign galaxies or on our own streets. Anybody use Google Maps? You can hone in on a house somewhere. I mean, I've done that with friends in different parts of the world where you can actually hone in and see their house without a picture. Just, you know, like on your computer. Oh, like, you know, it's amazing. It's incredible. You ever appreciate this stuff? Say thank you, whoever. Thank you. Thank the people that made this sort of thing. So appreciation is this amazing thing that you can appreciate things that you never thought of appreciating and how much your life could be easier. I'll give you the simple example of appreciation is wash machines. When I was a youth, when I was young, and that's a long time ago, right? Long time ago. The wash machines were horrible things, you know. You know, it's just you didn't have dryers and you had to hang everything up. It was just now, you know, things are so much better. Okay, so we're moving on to our bodies. Things to appreciate about our bodies, right? We breathe, circulate our blood, remove waste, and grow new cells all day, every day without trying. Isn't that beautiful? What our body does every day. Okay. Legs, you appreciate your legs that take us everywhere we want to go. I mean, if you didn't have a leg, you would really appreciate legs, right? Fingers write, chop, type, fold, feed, and do the million of other things we ask without fail. Have you ever had it so that you broke a hand? And if you have broken fingers and you have a cast on your fingers? You could really appreciate your fingers then, can't you? So it's, you know, thank your body. Appreciate you for what you do for me. okay? Stick tiny pieces of plastic in your eyes and you can suddenly see brilliantly. Now they're talking about contact lenses, right? I'm going to use contact lenses or even glasses. Glasses have been around a long time and I wear glasses, but it's amazing. You know, like, can you make them yourself? Can you appreciate the people who made glasses or came up with the concept? Or laser surgery on your eyes. You can see without glasses or contact lenses, right? And what if you get sick? The healing mechanisms to help you. Our life expectancy is far beyond what people would have imagined even 100 years ago. Life expectancy back 100 years ago, and even some places, was in the 60s and 50s, and people didn't live very long because of illness and because of other factors. And our diets are so much better today than they used to be. Well, I don't know about the diet thing, but right? How about our physiology includes the ability to have delicious, mind-blowing sex? Isn't that kind of like amazing? You know, you think about it. You know, it's not just, well, as the next point makes, sex that no longer inevitably leads to pregnancy. I mean, you can continue on to have sex into your 70s or some cases your 80s, I think. I guess there is some. I'm assuming there is. So it's amazing. You should appreciation for these things that your body will do for you even as you age. How about the abundant food? How about sugar without even physically chopping down the cane? How about chocolate? Anybody appreciate chocolate? You don't have to go out and get the seeds and you do this and you do that and make your own chocolate. It comes conveniently. Not to mention water for drinking piped right into our homes. When I was a child, we had real difficulty with that. We were on a well, and sometimes the well didn't work that well. That didn't do okay, whatever. How about beautiful various foods are available at huge supermarkets or outdoor markets, farmers markets. You ever go to farmers markets? Could you appreciate all this stuff? How about refrigerators, a kitchen gizmo that keeps cold, frozen, or food frozen or cold, right? I mean, used to you have to live in a cold climate with ice to keep things preserved. Now it's so much easier. Another heats a meal without having to gather wood or start a fire. We have stoves. You know, do we appreciate these things? And the whole idea is, it's really great to be able to just stop for a moment and realize there's so many things in our lives to appreciate that we can stop being complacent about life. Okay, and how about this? And select from Chinese, Italian, Vietnamese, Thai, Mexican, Asian fusion, and American food. Did they mention my favorite one? Japanese food. They didn't mention Japanese sushi. They didn't mention sushi here. But where I live, you have all these different varieties of food. As I mentioned, they mentioned chocolate or ice cream. To spend hours making ice cream. Somebody makes it for you, right? You can go to the market and get ice cream. How about just basics? I love this stuff because it stops us from complaining and starts thinking about the little things that we can appreciate in our lives that are just amazing, right? Our food stands strong regardless of wind, snow, or sleet bearing down. You know, the construction, you appreciate where you live. If actually it keeps out the weather, avoids the weather. When we call a starter house, not long ago, okay, what we now call is a starter house, not long ago might have been termed as a mansion. I mean, really, seriously. Water runs into bathtubs and showers, enable us to be the cleanest people ever on the planet. Do you appreciate your showers? Amazing, isn't it? Appreciating my shower. Warm water. I don't know, some places in the world, they still don't have hot water coming out of faucets and taking showers, right? We sleep in comfy beds covered with clean sheets, cozy blankets, and soft pillows. I think most of us do. I mean, obviously there are areas of the world where you don't have that, but they have, they're happy too. When it's freezing outside, we can stay toasty inside. Scorching out. Now, what they say, air conditioning keeps us cool. Now, a lot of some places in the world, they don't have air conditioning, but here we appreciate air conditioning. We have roofs over our head, portable roofs when it's raining, called umbrellas. Do you appreciate your umbrella? The person who invented umbrellas, can you say thank you? I appreciate you for inventing the umbrella. I'm really grateful that I had an umbrella. Yesterday, I really appreciated my umbrella because my dog, I had a big one. My dog and I were able to walk under this umbrella and not get wet. Appreciate things. This whole thing is about other things that we can appreciate and think about, you know, in day-to-day life, right? Okay. Shoes can not only protect our feet and keep us, help keep them moving, but they can also be just really beautiful statements, you know? Gorgeous shoes. You everybody have gorgeous shoes? I mean, just, I'm a shoe person, so I like shoes. I don't know if anybody else likes shoes, but yeah. So shoes can be a fashion statement. What about clothes? They're a fashion statement. They can be a fashion statement. This one. People and pleasantries. If you're in a relationship, you have a partner with many gifts, even if you sometimes overlook them. So what about the gifts? Do you appreciate the gifts that your partner has? What about your friends? You have fabulous friends and you can rely on, and you appreciate the gifts that your partner, your friends have, right? And you know, this point is really interesting. With a mostly safe society, we can move about with ease. Now, you know, even in like in London today, there was a terrorist attack. 4 people were killed and many were injured. But we're talking a city of 20 million people, roughly. Take into consideration, it was a very small number that are in our society that are actually affected by violence in the Western world. I mean, some places, if you lived in Syria, it's a whole different ballgame. But for the most part, you know, in my world and hopefully in your world, it's relatively safe. You know where not to go. You have a good idea of where not to spend your time, right? I like this one too. It says, thanks to traffic rules and people who obey them, we can drive safely. Now, some places in the world, I'm sure it's not as safe. People don't obey rules and don't have safety rules or traffic rules, but you can appreciate that. You can appreciate certain rules in society. You can appreciate your neighbors, right? And I talk about old technology that still astounds us. These are just, I'm almost out of time here on this whole appreciation. How about television sets? How about cars? How about planes? You ever been inside an airplane? Isn't that an incredible, amazing thing? Right? Books. So there's lots of things to appreciate. So take time. When you're kind of down, start thinking about things that just the little things in life. A flush toilet, for one, you know? It's just little things that you can appreciate that can make your heart feel better. I know I'm off in a whole different direction today, but I just wanted to go there and with this heart mind connection and the things that we can appreciate. Now, probably I won't be here tomorrow. I'll be back on Friday and we'll probably do more of a traditional show. We'll talk to dead people or do something on Friday or something like that. But today I just wanted to focus on appreciation and our heart and the heart mind connection and how important it is to sync the two together. And syncing the heart and mind with your higher consciousness, raising the level of your vibration with that connection. So thank you for listening. I appreciate being able to do this. Thank you for everyone who's been listening to the show or is going to listen to the archive version. Have a great day. And think about some other things that you can appreciate beyond the list that I gave you. Thank you. Bye now.